And I'm Heather, and this is Conspiracies Unlocked with our weekly recap number 4, February 6th through February 11th, 2025. Number 4 means we've already been doing this for a month.
Oh, wow, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I feel like we just started doing this for, like, we just threw it together for fun.
Well, a lot has happened this month, so...
Yeah.
It's
every week it's something new all the time. It's crazy. So, in the beginning of the week this time, it's all about plane crashes. Mm. We started with the Alaskan plane crash, which we left the week off last recap with the Philadelphia plane crash.
Yes. Yeah.
And now we're on to Alaska.
There are far too many plane crashes this year, so early in the year.
Yes, and the Alaskan claimed 10 victims. This happened on February 6th. It was a Bering Flight 445. So that was one. Then, a few days later, Scottsdale, Arizona, a plane crash happened there as well.
Yeah, so that happened on the airstrip, and that one happened, the one was parked and the other one collided into it
because the landing stuff did not deploy correctly.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened. And one died, and there were, in the beginning it said 3, now they're saying 5 were injured, but one person did not decline medical help.
Okay.
But what's really interesting about the Scottsdale one is that the lead singer Vince Neil of Motley Crue is associated with this one.
Okay, I heard that he might have been in one of the planes, but I didn't know if that was accurate.
So I found out that that is not accurate. That was the rumor that was being spread.
Okay.
What actually happened was that he owns the Learjet where the landing gear fucked up. That's how I know that's what happened.
So he could have been on that plane.
He could have, but he was not.
Oh,
someone else was using it, but he owns it, apparently.
So
that's the story now. That is the latest story as of, 14 hours ago. But things are always changing, and that's what's crazy about the news is that they report one thing, and then a day later they retract it, say something else, and that's what's so hard about anything that we post, and people get on our asses about it, and it's just very annoying, to be honest, because we're doing the best we can here.
We are doing it in real time, yes. And we are trying to do our due diligence of trying to fact check as much as humanly possible. Sometimes we do get it wrong, and we correct our errors.
And we try to correct it as we see it. We are just two girls, so we don't have a production team. We are nothing.
We are the production team.
We are the production team. We are everything. So,
and we're moms, and we have businesses and jobs, and this is a side thing that we do for fun because we love it.
Yeah, we love, like, just deep diving into everything and knowing everything and learning everything, so... this one's an interesting one. The New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has closed down the poultry markets in New York
due to
the bird flu.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting. So that means that you, like, cannot get chicken and or eggs.
Yeah. So I did make eggs this morning, and I felt very fancy. I was like, ooh,
privileged.
I got eggs. Because there's no eggs when you go to the store.
Really? Like, I haven't bought eggs in a couple weeks. Because I buy so much at one time. We go through our spurts of, like, eating eggs every morning, and then we don't eat eggs for a few mornings. So, and whenever we make eggs, it's like we go through a dozen eggs because there's so many of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is people are going to stores and they are buying as many as they can. And that's why a lot of stores have limits where you can only buy two.
I saw that.
But people are kind of going in where it's like, oh, if you go and then I go and then your cousin goes and it's all like the same family anyway, you can each get two.
So I'll be good because my kids can each get two, I can get two, my husband can get two, we're all getting eggs.
So collectively the household could have, what is left in the store from the last family.
We can have 12 dozen eggs.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying that we do not need, but we would never do that. But could you imagine sending my little 5-year-old up with like a $20 bill and his two things of eggs?
Yeah, and that's about how much it would cost. Would be $20 for 24 eggs.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the egg issue, we obviously don't have a Waffle House here. So for those who have seen a Waffle House or have been to a Waffle House recently, apparently, due to the egg shortage, bird shortage, chicken issue, they have put a surcharge of 50 cents per egg they use on your meal.
Oh, wow.
So if you get like a 2-egg breakfast, you're going to get charged $1. If you get a three-egg omelet, you'll be charged a surcharge of $1.50.
So I haven't gone for breakfast in a couple months here in San Diego.
I did.
But I'm wondering if we went, let's say if we went today, because it's like fast forward,
yeah,
would that surcharge be on our restaurants here?
I'm not sure. The last time I went out for breakfast was not this last Friday, but the Friday before.
Okay.
So I just went recently and I didn't see a surcharge, but I also wasn't looking for it. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see next time that we go. I don't know when I'll be going to breakfast again, but we usually eat breakfast at home. Going out to breakfast is like very weird for us.
Yeah. I usually sleep through breakfast if I can.
Yeah, I'm usually rushing out the door with the kids. Just eat your cereal, let's go, or whatever. This morning we made eggs, we had time, but the Super Bowl. So the Eagles won.
Super Bowl. Oh, there's so much to say about
yeah,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there is a lot to say. First, we were watching the Super Bowl, waiting for the ads, the Elon Musk ads that were supposed to arrive, and they did not. But then, and we watched the whole Super Bowl. We sat there and watched the whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the Starlink commercial with T-Mobile.
Okay, so it only went out. This is, now I have no way of proving this, but what I learned online, it was only broadcast in certain areas of America.
Okay. Well, that's really exciting because that means that if you are a T-Mobile customer, which I am, I will now get Starlink. So anywhere you see the sky, our phones will be connected.
But you have to sign up. It's in the beta phase. It's free until July. And then
Verizon, for everybody.
But we don't know how much it's going to be an additional charge after
July.
Oh,
I didn't know. I thought it just came with it.
No, it says on the ad, free until July.
I thought it was said on the ad, free for Verizon, for everybody until July. For Verizon, for everybody. But after that, it's only available for T-Mobile.
I might have misunderstood that. But the way that I saw it was,
we'll have to look into that.
There's going to be a fee. I don't know.
But that'll be so exciting because when I'm in the desert, I have zero service.
Mm-hmm.
I'll finally have service.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and people that travel all over.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we can get, like, internet out there, like, real, like, well, we always talked about that, but I could bring the little T-Mobile internet thing that we have and take it there, and then it'll work in the stars.
But does it only work on your mobile device, or does it work, it won't work on a
smart TV?
I don't know if that would work on a smart TV.
I don't know. Okay, well, anyways, so that's something that we have to hammer out. I was just very excited when I found that out. And then, do you want to talk about halftime show?
Well, I want to talk about another commercial.
Okay.
So there was another commercial that, was a new Secret Service ad. That one was really exciting.
Secret Service?
Yeah, I posted it on our page.
I saw one that was, like, really cool, but I didn't know it was for the Secret Service.
It's that they're hiring, and they want you to join the Secret Service. I just thought the ad was really cool. And it
was that the
old-timey
ad? The old-timey ad? Where it was, like, the American people.
Yeah.
That's what they were advertising for?
You didn't watch the whole thing?
I figured I was sidetracked because I just thought
it was
for,
such
like,
a good one.
I figured that they were either doing Coors Light or like Wells Fargo. Because they always have the old commercials.
Well, it started out with the ages, the eras. So it started out old. And then it went to current times, and it had like Trump there with the blood on his ear, and he's like, fight, and it had like everything.
I didn't see that part at all.
Yeah, and it like fast forward.
Did we watch that then? Was I there?
It did air.
Oh, I must have turned away for a second or done something.
I don't know. That's so funny because we watched all of it, but...
Yeah, so it wasn't an Elon Musk commercial, but I just thought...
That's interesting that they're advertising for the Secret Service.
Yeah, and then the other commercial I wanted to mention...
I want to work for the Secret Service.
I know. I told my son, because he's almost 18, I was like, hey, you could always work for the Secret Service. They're hiring. And he was like, what?
That's so weird.
Oh, and then speaking of that...
You would think that they would hire from within.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they would get police officers or detectives hire from within. You, like, some random person off the street, oh, by the way, now I'm working for the Secret Service, didn't you hear? Like...
Mm-hmm. And speaking about, like, government, my son is almost 18, and he actually had a phone call that was not prompted by anybody in the family to, like, give the information. The Army called him and asked him if he wanted to join the Army, like a recruiter.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did they get your information? Like,
the school.
Did your dad, like, no. do that? Or your... Because we have family that's in the military, so I thought, oh, maybe your uncle sent them...
The same thing happened with Zane. Yeah. It's the school that gives them the information. Like, when they're about to graduate high school, the school gives them the information.
Like, that is so weird that the Army called my son.
Like, you have to opt out of it if you don't want that call.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a simple, like, no, I'm cool, but yeah.
Yeah, and then it's funny because I was like, oh, I never even considered, because what he wants to do is completely different, but I was like, but we do have family that's, you know, military. So I was like, oh, I never even considered, like, would you even want to do that? And he said, well, if I wanted to do that, it would be the Navy, not the Army. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he just said Navy, but I thought that was funny. But the other commercial that I wanted to mention that I thought was worth mentioning, because it had a religious aspect.
Oh, yeah.
And you know
I saw that one.
Yeah, you know how there's always this agenda with the Super Bowl that everyone, a lot of people say it's like demonic and it's like a ritual.
Yeah, satanic.
And then this faith-based, I believe Christian, like, you know,
probably non-denominational
pops up with a link that you can go to like, I don't know, I didn't go to the link
but
for
like,
religious.
He is with me or he is
with us.com.
He is with us, something
I think.
Like that, yeah.
But I just thought that was, you don't see a lot of commercials that are promoting Christianity or Jesus or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought that was worth noting. That,
for sure.
That was one of the ads during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Another ad that I didn't see, and I know you didn't see, because it was only local to LA and certain areas, just like the T-Mobile one probably was, and it was Kanye West.
Oh, I did see it, but later.
And I didn't see it, I just saw, like, pictures of it, and apparently mm-hmm. he was, like, in a dentist chair, and it was, like, a selfie video that was, like, I spent all my money on the commercial for, like, the ads for face or whatever, and go here, and it was, like, his Yeezy clothing line.
Yeah.
But when you went to it, I guess, it was just a white shirt with a swastika on it to buy for $20.
I never went to it.
I didn't go to it, but I saw pictures of it. I think that I tried to go to it, and then I got sidetracked.
But was that even real? We should look that up if that's even real. I mean, I know the video is real because I saw he was laying in a dental chair, examination chair, and he had a grill on his teeth, and he was like, oh, I'm shooting this with my iPhone because I spent all my money on this grill. But
that's
go to my website.
Yeah.
And it was all...
Oh, I tried to go to the website, and it shut down.
It was
like,
all, like, blinged out, like diamonds and stuff.
Yeah, it was shut down. Yeezy.com is gone. Like, nothing. Like, it's gone. So, and it was right after the Ye website goes offline after shot, whatever.
So then that's probably why it got shut down, because it mm-hmm. had a swastika.
But I did see pictures of it, like, and it was just that shirt for $20, or it was, like, plain, and then over here it had, like, plain pants, just, like, plain, you know what he always wears, a plain gray, but plain black, mm-hmm. and that was, like, hoodies and shirts and pants, and that was it. Mm-hmm. So the only thing with a symbol was this big-ass white, just with the swastika, like, this big on it.
That's...
And he just came out saying he's a self-proclaimed, like, Nazi. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think he's just trolling America.
I think that he's going through some sort of crisis. Like, look how he's dressing, Bianca Sensoslada.
His wife?
Yeah, so crazy.
I don't know what's up with Kanye, but I know that he is probably just fucking with everybody.
He has to be. He just has fuck you money and he's just fucking around now. Yeah, I think he's
just, it's like a big joke or, to him or something.
Another thing that is not on my list but is worth a mention is that I came across this, so I didn't really like look into this. But one of the dancers for the halftime show, Kendrick Lamar's dancers or somebody.
The flag.
Did a Palestinian flag or something. And now she's never allowed to perform at any halftime show again in her entire life.
Yes. So there, I did see that also. It was, she was part of the dance crew or whatever. There was like hundreds of people dancing. And she must have had a flag like, you know, in her pocket or jacket or whatnot. And at one point she did break it out and she was like dancing with it, and then they right away saw her and she jumped down and tried to run away and was still kind of waving and around, and then she got pretty much tackled and like escorted out of there. I didn't know it was a woman though, because how they were all dressed was very like
non-binary.
Well, I was gonna say androgynous, like either man or female.
Yeah.
What is the word?
I don't know.
Androgynous,
I don't know. I don't know those woke words. It's not a woke
word. That's not woke. That's just, okay. That's the way that you say it. That's not woke.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know the fancy
non-binary word. Non-binary, I wouldn't say. No, androgynous it's not. Is what I would say, but I can't pronounce the word, but you know what I'm trying to say. So I didn't know it was a female, but I did see video. And I was going to post it on our Facebook, but then I just never did because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you might get flagged and we might get another violation and our whole thing might get shut down because that's it keeps on happening.
Yeah, so. I'm like, I think this will flag us.
For sure. Okay, let's talk about pennies and nickels and possibly dimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Trump... Oh, did you have anything else to say about the Super Bowl?
The only other thing I was going to say about the Super Bowl is that SZA looked like a shapeshifter, and I did make a video, and people were like, ha, 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 this is so stupid, I hate the internet. And I'm like, yeah, it is kind of stupid, but... Why was her hand, like, the size of, like when it was way back here. It was
so random.
And then also, like, when she went like this at one point, like, she didn't have, like, long false nails on. You could see, like, nails coming out of her hands. And again, it could have just been the way that it was filmed. But I didn't alter... I do not know how to alter video like that. So I did not alter shit. All I did was,
She just figured out how to put, like, little GIFs on the fucking video. I just figured out
how to add, like, stickers and circles
and,
like...
That's all she knows how to do.
Text.
I know. I love the people who are like, this is like, AI. And we're like, we don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do
that. Thank you for the compliment.
I wish that we did, but we don't. I know. I want to do all sorts of fun things. And I'm like, Heather, can you do that? And she's like, no. Like, you're tripping.
Right? And then the other thing about the Super Bowl is people are already saying whatever. Taylor Swift got booed. And then Trump was like, and it wasn't just Taylor Swift. Ice Spice was sitting next to her. So it was Ice Spice. But when they booed, they were like focusing on Taylor. Well, so I found out why. Because of the Eagles thing?
That she's from Philadelphia, I guess. And so the Philadelphia...
No, she's not from Philadelphia.
That's what somebody had said.
I don't think so.
On the news reports.
I think that she's, like, from, like, some southern place.
I thought so, too.
She's, like, a country girl. But, no, it's because she used to be an Eagles fan. So now the Eagles are, like...
Oh, maybe that's what it was, then.
And I don't know why she was an Eagles fan. I don't even care.
Well, she's from Pennsylvania, West Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, she is from Pennsylvania?
Yes. Yeah, and so they're like, what the fuck? You're from here, and now, because you're a little boyfriend, you're suddenly over there.
I thought she was, like, from freaking Tennessee or Texas or something.
No, that's why people think that she's a fucking fraud, too. Like, all sorts of shit. So that's why they were so upset, because she's... originally was all about Philadelphia Eagles, and then she switched over.
Okay. Well, Ice Spice was sitting next to her, too. And
which, honestly, like, okay, cool. I grew up in San Diego. I'm all for the Chargers, or was, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I got this hot boyfriend that was from, like, the Saints, I'd be all about them, too. Like, I'd switch over, because I don't really care. And I'm sure she didn't really care about football, either.
Yeah, like that. And I mean, of course she's going to support her guy.
Yeah.
You know, why would she not support him? And then the other part of it was Trump was the first sitting president to ever attend the Super Bowl.
That's crazy. I think that's absolutely crazy because I know that, like, George Bush was grew up in Texas, very football-oriented family. So you would think that even if it wasn't George W. Bush, that it would be George Bush, the original one, taking his kids to the football, mm-hmm. to the Super Bowl, or something. Somebody along the line would take their fucking kid or somebody. Yeah. To, like, I can't, like, it, I can't believe that. But, and Trump was, like, in, he wasn't in a box seat. Like, they didn't really seem to have any box seats because Taylor Swift wasn't in a box like she was last year either. Mm-hmm. It seemed like everybody was just in stadium seating.
And then the other thing, too, is before the Super Bowl, Trump did meet with the victims of the Louisiana, the car that, like, ran people over in Louisiana.
Yes.
He met with those victims.
Oh, that's nice.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why he was there, is to meet with them. And that was, like, a big part of it. And then the other thing is that... what I thought was crazy is because there's been already so many assassination attempts on his life that he would just be somewhere so like that, open. So open with, like, all the people.
Without the box seating and all that. I mean, I'm sure that security is so tight at these events, but how easy would it be to slip a security guard?
How often have we all snuck something into a concert or sporting event?
Yeah, and then especially if that person that's doing security could be in on it. Like, it's just one flick of the wand. It's not like you're going through TSA with all these other people looking and stuff.
So, I mean, I'm sure he had a huge team with him of, like, Secret Service and all of that, you know? And I'm sure there was probably... stuff going but on in the background we don't rifles, even know about, you know? Sniper rifles
can go so far, obviously, as we've seen.
But I just thought that that was pretty ballsy of him, honestly.
Yeah,
you know? And then the last thing I wanted to say about the Super Bowl, and then we can move on, because I know you have a lot to go over, and these are supposed to be not too long, but the Super Bowl had Kendrick Lamar perform, and a lot of people hated his performance. Like, even my teenagers were like, I don't really like him. I didn't even watch it. I don't care. And a lot of, I mean, I'm talking, and I say that because it was, like, the youth to, like, the older, like, everyone in between.
Yeah.
If you look at the videos of people in the audience, like, they just kind of, like, going like this.
Yeah.
But nobody's, like, really, like, woo, dancing and, like, really getting into it.
Yeah.
But if you listen to one of his songs, he does call out Drake. And a lot of people are talking about it. The A on his necklace was for A minor because that goes back to Millie Bobby Brown,
okay.
who was in Stranger Things. She's like the main character.
11.
In 11. Yeah. So when she was 14, she was somehow met Drake and she was having boy problems for like a 14-year-old. And Drake befriended her and, like, got her phone number and would constantly be, like, talking to her and texting her. And she was, like, young and 14 and kind of, like, what? People noticed and they're like, you cannot keep, like, messaging this girl. Like, this is borderline getting
inappropriate. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. So it was getting borderline inappropriate. And a bunch of other stuff happened. I don't think he did anything inappropriate to her physically. And I'm not saying he texted her inappropriate things. It was just the relationship and the friendship. People are just like, this is weird. Why are you trying to be such good friends with she's a 14-year-old kid? Like, you can say, oh, congratulations on your show. I like your show. You're a great actress. Like, high five and move along. Like, that's okay. Yeah. But it was getting borderline, like, creepy. And, so a lot of stuff happened, and then fast forward, basically Kendrick Lamar put out this diss track, and he wasn't supposed, it's a big deal because reportedly, allegedly, he wasn't supposed to, like, do it there because he could get sued by Drake and sued by the NFL.
Yeah.
Because in the song, he references Drake, he says Drake's name. And he says, certified lover boy, certified pedophile.
Yeah.
But he couldn't say pedophile on TV. So people that don't know Kendrick Lamar and don't like that kind of music, they're not going to the way he was like mumble rapping, you couldn't understand a lot of what he was saying anyway. So a lot of people are like, this is bullshit, stupid mumble rap. Like, this is not what American people want. But the message behind that song was powerful because he was basically calling out Drake for being a pedophile.
Yeah.
So that in that sense, like, I didn't like the whole performance too much, but in that sense, like, yeah, he did call him out.
He actually, Kendrick Lamar, I've heard, calls a lot of conspiracies out and does a lot of, he's a very conspiracy person and does a lot of things like that, which is unfortunate that he is in the genre of mumbly rap. So,
and I don't
that is a little unfortunate.
I don't dislike, you know, all of his music or anything, but I just wanted to mention that whether you like the performance or not, that was the message. And when he says certified pedophile and then he says a minor, he's not talking about a minor like in singing. He's saying like he was trying to mess with a minor as in under 18.
Yeah.
So it was a total 100%. Trying to bring, I guess, awareness and diss to Drake.
Yeah. Well, they've been at it for a few years, I've heard.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that. And that's the last stuff I have on the Super Bowl.
Okay. So moving forward from that, money. So apparently it costs money to make money, as we've all heard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the saying goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Except it's not cool when it costs 3.69 cents to make one penny. That's over three times the amount of the actual money that you are making, literally. Like, you're paying to make money. So,
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so Trump is done with the pennies. He's going to try to get rid of making pennies because they made 3.2 billion pennies in 2024. And honestly, we don't even barely use real money anymore as it is. They're trying to push away from that. And when do you ever use pennies? Right? Like, so I didn't even know they were still making pennies, to be honest, because a few years ago, I almost want to say it was Obama, was saying, oh, we should stop making pennies. It's a long time ago, they were already like, so to make 3.2 billion pennies, that's a shit ton of pennies, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was it cost the taxpayers $85.3 million to make 3.2 billion pennies.
But see, once those pennies are minted, they're in circulation forever until they get lost or you can't use them anymore because they're too destroyed. So, like, it's not like it's costing you that much every single time you use it. It's just how much it costs make it.
But we don't need pennies anymore.
So then what if something is a 501?
It wouldn't be that anymore. They would round it down or round it up to the 5 cents.
So that means that everyone who has a business has to change their...
So that's another thing. So having a business, when you go to the store, when's the last time that you paid with money, with cash?
I do use cash.
Okay.
But I probably only use cash about 20% of the time, if that.
Yeah. So what they would do is, they would just change the price to be like, or they would just say, like, I went to go pay cash to somebody and it was a car part store. And I went to go pay cash and the total was like something, something. And it was like $8. Well, he didn't have any ones or anything. All he had was like 20. So he's like, here, fuck it, here. I'll just take $18 off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or $8 off or whatever it was. But he put it down because he's like, well, fuck. Like, sorry, I don't have it. So that's what would happen is that they would just, you know, the take a penny, leave a penny thing. They would just do that. Or what would happen is if they stop making pennies, you're right. It doesn't mean they're out of circulation. They'll just slowly become out of circulation. They just won't be making them anymore. So they're still going to accept pennies. Pennies are still going to be around. We know for a fact 3.2 billion pennies are still going to be out there.
They're just not making anymore. They just
won't make any more. And by the time that they're done with that, it'll take 30 years. It won't even matter. Nobody will be doing pennies then. It'll all be in dollars at that point. The next thing would be nickels.
Yeah.
So it costs 14 cents to make nickels.
And someone did ask him yesterday about nickels in a press conference. And then someone else said, what about dimes? And they were all just like kind of joking about it.
Yeah.
And he just laughed. He didn't acknowledge it other than like he just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But they were asking him.
Last year it was $17.7 million that we spent in producing nickels. And that's our tax money. So altogether, that's $100 million that we have spent on pennies and nickels. And I get, like, nickels are, well, that won't go away for a long, 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 long time. But the pennies we really don't need. And I was totally against it, like, 15 years ago when I really want to say it was Obama who first, like, said to get rid of pennies. But, and it didn't really make sense then. Makes sense.
But there's your pun. It does. Pun of the day with Jenna. Oh my gosh, that could be a whole segment. Pun of the day.
But it does make sense to stop making the sense. The pennies, yeah.
Make it, it does, make sense.
It does. It makes sense to stop because it is. It is a waste, and we don't really use them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it would take forever for pennies to go away, anyways. Next thing that I was going to talk about, speaking of government, the real ID. They have been saying for the last, they've been trying to implement the real ID for years, for like 7 years, and they keep pushing it back, pushing it back. The last time that they were going to do the real ID and really like enforce it, mm-hmm. it was going to be in March of 2020. And I had my like appointment, I had everything going, and then mm-hmm. everything shut down for COVID. And they just kept pushing it back. And since I go to the airport so much, I see the signs, because to fly anywhere in America, starting once the real IDs do go into effect, mm-hmm. To fly anywhere, you have to have the real ID. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have mine because, and I would see the date would be approaching and the banner would be like, get your real ID, get your real ID. And then it would vanish. And then it would come back like a month later with another date that's further out and then further out. So, supposedly, this is the real date. This is it. There's not going to be any more. It is May 7th, 2025. So, to get your real ID, just PSA announcement, to get it, you have to make an appointment with the DMV, because if you walk in, it's going to be a shit show. You have to bring your birth certificate. If you got married, you will have to bring your marriage license. You need to bring two forms of, like, your address. So, we're talking not, like, ads, but, like, SDG&E, rental, shit like that. Like, you have to prove who you are. Mm-hmm. Plus, bring your other, like, your driver's license ID, mm-hmm. bring passport or whatever. And then they will send you, and you pay like $20 and you get your real ID in the mail, you know, whenever. And you take a picture, you do the whole thing.
So the real ID is the one that has a chip in it, right?
I don't know what's in it.
Okay, so
I have mine right here. I'm not going to show it to you people, but it has the little, mine has the little bear on it.
So I got a real ID. I believe it was a real ID when I lived in Washington State.
I think no, it wasn't out then. They didn't have real IDs then.
Well, I got an ID in Washington State, and it had a little chip in it. And it was
This doesn't have a chip.
It was an ID passport. And it wasn't a passport.
They do have where you can buy a passport for like $100, $200, or you can buy the passport ID, and that's $50. And they've had that for years.
Okay, so I got that in Washington.
Your California ID has this little bear on it, you do not have the real ID. So that's for California.
But the one that I'm talking about, because we wanted to go to Canada.
Yeah.
So we were like, I didn't have a passport. And they're like, oh, well, if you get this, I thought it was a real ID. But
no,
I guess
it's a passport ID. Because I almost got that before. And those are $50 before. I don't know how much they are now. But when I looked into it like 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. that's what it was. Because for Mexico, you used to be able to just take your birth certificate. You can't do that anymore. You have to have a passport or this passport ID. And it only works for Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, so I got that so I can go to Canada, because we were planning on going to Canada. And when I moved back to California, because I used to live in Washington State, I never got one for California.
Yeah, so because you don't need one, because that's passport, that's like your passport ID, but you will need a real ID. Or find out if the passport ID still works, but that should expire in 10
years.
Oh, I'm
sure it was already expired. Yeah, it's already long expired. Yeah. I'm just saying that I thought that's what that was. And it did have a little chip in it. You could feel it. Like you could feel where the bump is.
Yeah, mine doesn't have that. That's the passport one. Okay, moving forward. So, don't forget, get your real IDs by May 7th if you are planning to travel by plane anywhere, even within the continental, like, U.S. Tariffs. Trump just announced tariffs for the mills. They're not mills. For, like, all steel, metal products,
aluminum coming
into America from other countries.
Every country is exempt.
This is going to be a 25% tariff. I am in the manufacturing world. I own a machine shop. I buy metals, like, all the time. So, Here's a fun fact. Yes, it will make prices go up, but in the long run, it will provide so many more jobs and bring the prices back down because they will reopen all the mills here. What happened a few years ago is all government jobs that we got that we had to make for the Army or military, whatever, all these little pieces and parts, they used to require domestic material because it's for America, so they want everything to be domestic. They, because of environmental or whatever, they shut down all of the mills, like the steel mills, the aluminum mills, all these mills got shut down in America. So it was impossible to get domestic shit. So, or it would be like stupid expensive because everyone was just buying the imported stuff. So like 4 or 5 years ago, they stopped making it a requirement that American government shit does not have to be made of domestic product anymore. As long as you had the certificates to trace it back to Japan, Hong Kong, wherever the fuck it was being made at, that would suffice and that would be fine. So, Kaiser Aluminum, that is a manufacturing milling company in America, and I haven't even seen one of those certs in a year or two, but that was the last remaining American domestic certification that I have seen for material in years. And the fact that the government was like, fuck it, it doesn't even need to be domestic anymore. It can be imported because they can't do it anymore. So by him doing this, it's going to bring back all the mills here, and we will be able to be like readily available to have material here. Because a lot of times if they don't already have it like on the boat here, what happens is that it is I try to get like 2-inch round aluminum, right? Oh, it's 7 to 8 weeks out. Because it has to come from a ship from fucking Hong Kong or some shit. Mm-hmm. I only say Hong Kong because, like, for some reason, Hong Kong. Like, I have a bunch of certs from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Hong Kong milling or something. So fucking weird. And it's all in the different language. Like, I can't even, like, it's all...
It's a big...
Korean language or whatever. Big, yeah. So, it's not Korean language. Well, it's all the symbols. The Chinese.
It would be Mandarin.
Mandarin symbols. It's all the symbols that nobody can understand anyways. So, anyways... So this is actually, and so it's going to be hard in like the first few months once they try to, because they're going to have to reopen all these mills that have been shut down. Mm-hmm. And then all the mills that are already here are going to be like so busy that it will affect. And I've already gotten emails from my vendors to be like, hey, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you updated as much as we can. So they're already like sending out these mass emails from all my vendors, like to their customers to be like, da, 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 da. But it should make it quicker for parts for us to get the material to make the parts. It should, and it will bring back jobs here because obviously now the steel workers are coming back, all the people to make the material here, mm-hmm. the raw material here, and it will be better quality because even like, so plate, 6061 plate. We hate it when it's imported because you get a big plate that's like a sheet, like, I don't know, like, fucking, I can't even think, 24 inches, like, 2 feet by 2 feet. Mm-hmm. And it has to be flat because it's going to go make something. But when it comes, it's all bowed and all fucked up because it's import.
And
but
after you've waited that long and then you can't even use it.
Yeah, and then we, exactly. And so whenever it's domestic, it's always, like, it's better quality, pretty much. It's way better quality. So in the end, we're going to get better quality stuff. It will turn out to be cheaper, hopefully, but even if it's not, it's better quality, it'll last longer, and most importantly, it's bringing back jobs to America, so we're not sending out all this fucking money to other countries and giving other countries our jobs.
Yeah, in the press conference that I watched, they said that there was going to be over 107,000 jobs that were lost that are going to be brought back to America because of this, and Trump also stated that the Biden administration is definitely to blame, which we already know. But
so many mills have shut down in the past, just in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's Biden or Newsom or what, the environmental
people.
No,
it's Biden, because what ended up happening is, and they said this in the press conference, is that the tariffs were set, and then Biden, he put all these exemptions on it. So it's like, oh, I don't know what they were, but like they gave all these different exemptions for different bullshit reasons.
Yeah.
And then what ended up happening is, the tariffs went down to like 15%, and then they went down to like 10%. At 10. Okay. So the tariffs never went away. Some places did have exemptions, But there was still some coming in under the Biden administration, but it was significantly less, and it wasn't enough that was going to actually help us. Yeah. And now Trump is like, no, fuck that. We're going back to 25, and there's no exemptions at all. It needs to be made in America, and we need to keep our jobs here in America, and we need to grow for the American people.
Yes.
So.
That is 100% good.
And what I really like about Trump is that he's actually going through, like, everything he said he's going to do, he's doing it.
And so many people say that, so many candidates and other presidents have said, oh, I'm going to do it. And they do it a little bit, but they don't actually get in there and actually do it. And I think that's scaring the fuck out of the American people, a lot of American people, because he's actually going in. And he's aggressive. He's making the changes. He's doing the things. And he's moving forward with the things that he said. Where he hasn't even been in office for more than, you know, 3 weeks, and he's already doing so much, and so much is changing, so much is like, it's like cultural shock almost, you know, like people are like, oh my God, because, you know, usually a president will go in and they'll do little tweaks, little things.
People don't like change either.
Yeah.
So like, so what the
usually
fuck is
they're
happening?
Like, usually just like little tiny tweaks or changes, and they're like, see, but we did something. And Trump is in there and he's just flipping the script. Like, he's just like, Nope, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're getting rid of this, this, da, 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 and he's making huge changes, and it's scaring people.
He also did have a meeting with...
I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next, 6 months, after the dust settles, and everything is clear, and, like, I'm very optimistic about what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not stupid optimistic.
No, I feel like they're finding a lot of money and stuff, and that's going to be back in our pockets. But he also had a meeting with the prime minister or president of Japan. I'm sorry, I don't know the right term. But they talked about bringing cars, importing cars from America to Japan. And he's also trying to get cars imported to...
China?
No.
Is that what he said? No, China.
Japan.
No, I know, but the other one.
United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Because the thing is we take a lot of their cars. We have a lot of Mercedes
imports.
And all these imported cars.
Yeah, Toyota.
And he said the markup on those is really, really high for American people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pay a lot more than, like, what we should on those.
So that means Detroit's coming back with their automobile industry.
And he didn't officially, like, say that yet, but he's like, that's going to be the next thing that we're working on. So that's going to be a whole another industry that is going to be for America.
It's so exciting.
America's back.
Yeah. Maybe. It's like, I know that like people are like, oh, we're going back. And they're like, in regards to some of the stuff that he's doing. But like today I'm like, dude, it's like, we're going to be back in like the 20s or the 30s or whatever. Not 20s, because that's when the depression hit. But like the 30s, as far
it'll
as
be like,
manufacturing here again.
It'll be like the 40s.
Being 40s. Self-sufficient. Being like where... we can help. Everybody always came to us for help, right? And we always had to like send money everywhere else. Well, motherfucker, we don't have any more money because we are getting everything from other places. We're not self-sufficient anymore.
We don't have money because they're spending on it to see if birds have better sex with cocaine.
Yeah,
I mean, come
like
on.
What the DOGE is like unearthing is crazy.
Doge is crazy.
And they're being so transparent with all of it, too. They're just like, this is what's going on. Let's fix it.
Their 18 to 25-year-old geniuses are really doing good for the American people.
Yeah.
So thank you, Doge.
Yeah. No, I think that, and that's why I said I can't wait for the dust to, like, settle and just see what happens, like, in a year
or
19. Whatever.
I think 19 to 25.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the tariffs. Last thing on our agenda is about... the press conference is going to be occurring today.
Oh, wait. Should we say the one thing about the illegals? Just because it's just a real quick thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the press conference that I saw with Trump, he stated that, or not with Trump, I'm sorry. It was today with the GOP, and they did their briefing, their 3-week briefing. They do a weekly briefing. This is week three. They basically said that it is all agreed upon that if you try to run from ICE, the Border Patrol, any kind of authority or anything, and you are trying to cross illegally into America, any point in America, any borderline in America, you are going to not be caught and released. You are going to be put on some kind of list. I don't know how they're going to do this, but they're going to take your photo. They're going to get your information. and you are no longer going to be eligible to do it the legal way. They're going to send you home. They're still going to deport you. They're going to send you home. But you still have a chance if you are not a criminal.
If you don't run, they'll just send you back home, and then you can come back the legal way. If you run, or if you are a criminal, you will never be able to come back here. So if you're crossing the border and you haven't already had criminal offenses in America, just let them take you back and try again later.
Yeah.
The legal way.
Mm-hmm. So that is a big change.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, they were still letting them try to do it the legal way if they did try the legal way.
Yeah, if they tried the illegal way and then they ran, then they still then let them they try still again let them, legally. Yeah. So don't break any laws if you are illegal.
Don't run.
Don't
just,
run.
Just put your hands up.
Don't
get deported and try again.
Yeah, exactly.
Legally. The legal way.
Or just keep trying. I don't know. I mean, that's up to you. So there is going to be a press conference today at 3:00 Eastern time. So that is in less than an hour for everybody's time, I guess. But yeah, for us, it'll be at noon. And it is Representative Luna from Florida and Representative James Comer from Kentucky. And they're having a press conference out, and we think it's going to be live on Twitter. I also saw something about YouTube, it being live on YouTube. I'm not in the whitehouse.gov. So it could be live anywhere. We will try to update you as much as we can. So this is going to be Representative Luna on X claiming that it's going to be a disclosure that will no longer leave Americans in the dark. The new Oversight Committee Task Force is going to release information that's bigger than aliens and UFOs, and it's just going to be a really big eye-opening disclosure meeting. So we will definitely be watching that, and we will be probably going over that. I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but we'll definitely keep you updated on that because that's going to be very fun.
I feel like it
has to be aliens.
I don't know, but she said that it had to do with the government lying to the American people, and the lie was so big. It's bigger than, like you said, UFOs or aliens.
We'll find out.
So what could that be?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. I don't know.
Interdimensional beings?
Time travel?
CERN? Maybe it's something with HARP. Maybe she can talk about chemtrails.
Not really a hidden thing. Yeah. That's actually like a really normal, like known thing that people just want to turn a blind eye to for some reason.
I'm just trying to think of what would be big that would get people's attention. Because a lot of people...
Time travel.
A lot of people don't believe in chemtrails, so...
I know, that's so stupid, though, because, like, Tennessee literally... Like,
what if says the Earth is flat?
I would freak out. Oh, my God.
I do not believe the Earth is flat, for the record.
So many people lose their shit anytime you post anything about the Earth being flat.
If she said that.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back live today. We're changing our recording days to, I think, Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays, so we will be back live a few more times today with different various things, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe,
and email us at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com. Thanks. Bye.